This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm typing out the tweet here, and I'm finishing with a flourish with Am I Wrong with Dave Harrigan. Did you just eliminate yourself from the Twitter machine?
No, I did not. I think Twitter probably, or I should say X, show it the respect it deserves, Chad.
Sure.
X probably knows that Am I Wrong is not a Dave Harrigan production. It is the production of the Am I Wrong committee. I am simply the mouthpiece for the committee.
You are the mouthpiece, aren't you?
Yes.
Here's the quick preview before at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave underscore Harrigan. Household injuries, major, Feisty Friday with Shaletta, Matthew Collar, Rochelle Olson, Cheers and Jeers, and Am I Wrong with Dave Harrigan?
We got stuff today.
We got stuff. I got other topics, too, to get into, but let's go household injuries first. Because I'm on a tremendous roll, and I think some of this might have been inspired by the conversation we were having off air yesterday. As Laura Oakes was saying, you want to know when you're getting old, and
yes.
Talked about an injury.
Yeah.
She suffered where, like, she was bending over and it hurt her neck or something. I'm forgetting what was the injury again that Laura was laying out.
Yeah, it was hurting something not in the neck region, but having it radiate to be neck
pain.
Like
she bent down for something and went up to the neck. So, had some stuff. By the way, okay. I'll get to this on the side. I now believe 547 million Minnesotans have a cabin in the Brainerd Lakes area.
That's a big number.
547 million.
Wow.
I had a doctor's appointment out in Maple Grove. I had to do just a couple things here and left here 3:10-ish.
3:10. Got it.
I arrived at the Maple Grove office at 3:59. And I did some maneuvering.
Mm-hmm.
Because the 547 million people own a cabin. They're already done with work. They're already driving up to Brainerd.
A lot of boats in tow.
Endless. Endless. We're the minority. We don't own a cabin in Brainerd. Woe is me. And then my doctor's office, and I made it just in time, they have a policy. What do you think about this policy? It's all getting to household injuries. Where if you are more than 15 minutes late, they check with the doctor. At least they say they check with the doctor.
Okay.
If not, it's a reschedule situation. What's Dave Harrigan's early view of that? Also, texters. It's a bit of rapid-fire radio, too, because we're going to eventually get to household injuries, but have some other topics here. Dave Harrigan arrives 16 minutes, and now they have to check with the doctor, really the doctor's schedule, right?
Yes.
How far behind is the doctor? That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like doctor's going to say, she's going to say, yeah, I've never cared for Dave. 17 minutes. Get out of here. If you're within the 14 minute and 59 second window, you're safe. And I was at about 14 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, boy.
I was like, I was
Carl Lewis getting in there.
I was going to try to go even more modern, but then I can't go any more modern than Usain Bolt.
Well, that's fairly modern. That's good.
Yeah, but it's probably still 10 years old, right?
I don't care. It counts. It's fine.
Yeah.
Good name.
Could have went with Jesse Owens. You know, that's what Carter would have done.
Maybe a good triple jumper. Good steeplechaser.
Yeah, when you realize you're a triple jumper, you just keep jumping and jumping.
One's not enough.
Right. It's kind of like, you know, the whole... is it the biathlon when you're skiing and then you shoot?
Yes.
And then you...
The Alpine Snipers. Is Jerry
How
Seinfeld
are they them. Tied together? I still don't understand that. Who called the what?
Jerry Seinfeld referred to him as Alpine Snipers.
He's right. I mean, what kind of... This is like a robbery thing? Yes. I mean, here's this event. You're going to ski a lot, then you're going to shoot some people, then you're going to ski more.
Yeah.
And apparently the police will be chasing after
you. It's like a James Bond movie.
Yeah, it's very strange. What do you think? 15 minutes and, I mean, arrive on time.
Be nice. Or
a little early.
They probably still have magazines.
Yeah, they do, from like the 40s.
That's funny.
You know, why do doctor's offices still have the magazines?
I think we can give up on
that
it,
are
can't we?
So old. Man,
oh, Red Book. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. They're solely keeping the magazine industry in business. Not good to be in the magazine industry right now, is it? No, it's just not good. Dave Harrigan, okay within the 15 minutes.
I am okay with 15 minutes. I'm trying to decide if I'd even be okay with 10. Get there on time.
10 minutes.
I think I might be okay. If I'm the doc, well, the problem is the doctor's always running late, right? You can be there for the first appointment of the day. Say it's 8 a.m., and you're there at 7:58, and the doctor wanders in the room at 8:15.
Yeah.
And it's a power play move. It's a complete power play move.
Do you think
the
doctor's just having a smoke?
Not necessarily a smoke, but, you know, maybe playing Minecraft or something. I don't know. they don't want to be there on time because they need to show you who's the boss. I'm going to get to you on time. But if I'm the doc and I know my last patient is at 4:30 and I'm hoping to be out of there by 5 and my 4:30 patient doesn't show up till 4:42, I'm getting a little bummed.
Yeah. Speaking, you mentioned Minecraft. If one more person ever posts their Wordle score anywhere, I hope you have permanent plantar fascia.
I got it.
No
five
one
today.
Ever
Tough word.
Bleeping cared. Ever in the history of life ever cared when people were posting their Wordle scores.
I see.
Ever. Ever. Ever.
If you have a Wordle score today, you can email it to chad.hartman at odyssey.com.
Dolores out of Delano, whatever score she had. No one cares. We hope you're okay, Dolores. We hope you're lovely, but no one gives a bleep about it. Okay, so I'm at the doctor's appointment. I'm hoping some progress on this. I don't think it's something serious, but it's something that I need to address. And then I'm thinking, God. Making food lately. I don't feel like making food. I'm going to go to one of the more underrated, really good Thai places in town, Nong's. Nong's in Golden Valley. So good. I told you about it. I had the cream cheese wontons, and they weren't over-battered. They weren't over-fried. Gosh, were they good. And their red snapper curry with beef. Succulent.
I'd be all over that.
Oh, so good. So I have that, and I decide I'm going to finally break down and watch Happy Gilmore. So what am I going to do? I'm going to house walk. I'm a professional house walker.
Mm-hmm. Is this how you get ready for Happy Gilmore?
This is while I'm watching.
Oh,
Happy
you can
Gilmore.
Watch a movie while housewalking.
Well, no, I can't because we'll get to it in a second. I was about to say, yes, I can, but then apparently
in the
I
past, you could.
Yeah, apparently I
a
can.
A younger Chad Hartman should.
Yes. So I have my food. I don't have to. I think I did a decent amount, not having way too much.
Okay.
And I'm going to housewalk. And I'm like 45 minutes into Happy, and it's just thumbs down.
It's fine.
No, whatever. It's not.
It's exactly what you expected. Which is not a great
lousy,
movie.
okay? Because I expected lousy, like because I'm a golf addict, I'm supposed to like Happy Gilmore. No. Like Caddyshack, brilliant. There's plenty of really good golf movies.
Happy Gilmore 2, better than Caddyshack 2.
Well, that is correct.
So was your injury better than Caddyshack 2.
So I'm walking, and you know I've just moved, so I'm sort of getting the landscape. But it's not like there's hidden. It's not like a dog leg. Oh, my God, there's a pond over there I didn't see. And the table, the living room table, I didn't hit just one toe there. I didn't hit just two toes there. I hit three toes.
Wow.
Onto the couch, yelping, windows open for my new neighbors if they're seeing me, swearing up a storm.
Your neighbors run over to give you the, hey, you okay? You okay? What happened?
You
okay?
You never want that right away. Let's establish that again. You never want that. So just a reminder, next time your partner goes, everything good? You okay? You okay? No, give me 10 seconds of just sheer pain. And I'm thinking, I'm just going to yelp, and I'm going to tense. And then I can see I'm a bloody mess.
Ugh.
On the new rug, too,
yeah,
by the way. So
very good.
Then you're trying to limp over to the, you know,
walk
the
on your heel towels, over the thing.
And you're already in pain, and like, you know, it was a lot of athletic artistry at the house.
Except for the first part.
No, none of it. None of it was athletic artistry. So you can react to any of those things. Including, tell me your latest household injury. Because they happen. You're not proud of them. But like I had them just trying to walk off some great food from Nong's. Have you been to Nong's in Golden Valley? Is there another great Thai place? What do you think about the doctor policy? If it's after 15 minutes, we got to check the schedule. Are you convinced Dave's right that the doctor will never see you until it's maybe 20 minutes or so just to say, you're the patient.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the doctor.
Now get naked.
Do you believe that I am correct? 547 million people own a cabin in Brainerd. My God, if you work downtown and have to make that drive to Maple Grove every day, peace be with you.
It's good to be directed when you've got 12 options.
Yeah, he's got 17 places he can stay, you know, and I mean, the one kid hasn't left yet, but he hasn't seen him in 2 months anyway,
mm-hmm.
You know? So he's already talking like he's an empty nester. I want to say, by the way, your son's still here. Yeah. All right, we've given you a smorgasbord. Where do you want to jump in? 651-461-9226. This isn't a car insurance claim for me. This isn't a home insurance claim. I don't think I can call my friend Amber Scholl, who runs the office, which I use, that's with American Family, an office I've used for 35 years. Now, Amber's been there for 15, running it the last few years and running it great. Track her down at teamscholl.com. I don't think I can file a claim against myself, Dave, for walking around and injuring myself against the dining room table, which wasn't moving.
Try it. See what happens.
It wasn't like switching. It wasn't like the B-flow defense in moving around. But what Amber can help you with your car insurance and your home insurance and so many other areas, because they're with American Family, a great company, and they work with, I mean, that office has worked with tens of thousands of customers over the years, and they do it the right way. I can give you the number, but it's so much easier to remember, teamscholl.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. It's not just Amber. It's many more people in the office. They're thorough. They're professional. Anything that just affirms that you have the best insurance, you'll feel better. Do it today. TeamScholl.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's theme, songs I really hate.
Only the first one. Maybe you hate more. I don't know. But I haven't done a Heat theme since December 3rd, I believe, of 2023. And since we just kicked off a Heat Advisory.
Do you have the notes? Are these documented?
Well, I've got a whole long file of all the Bump theme songs I use.
You don't know what guests we had on 2 days ago, but you have all the Bump themes listed?
2 days ago was a ball game. We didn't have a show. Come on, pay attention. Yes, I keep them all. I just put them all in a file because I know I might want to reuse a lot of these tunes.
See, look at Laura. Laura, this is what Laura thinks of that song.
You know what, Laura? You can shove it. So I look back. Heat Advisor, we got to do it to tick Chad off. Glenn Frey, Heat is on, December 2023. Wow, that's the last time I've used that line of tunes. Let's bring her back, baby.
Oh, my God. So we're playing Heat tunes today?
You bet we are.
Okay.
Heat Advisory till 9 o'clock. Be
Bob
aware.
Bob Schomper tell you we had to do this?
Be sky aware.
It's big in the trades. Get with the program, Chad. Purchase the cabin and move to the lake. Not doing it. I'll go to one of your cabins, though. You want to invite? We've said this so many times, and it never happens. Post fair, because September's summer.
Yeah,
77% of September summer.
Yeah, until September 21st or whenever.
Within 1 hour of 625 Second Avenue South, invite us to your place where there's a body of water. Could be a pool.
Mm-hmm.
We need probably more than a hot tub. Shower doesn't count.
What about one of those swim spas?
Oh, or it's very just small and you just swim very aggressively?
Yeah, you've got the current coming at you, and if you end up slowing down, you just get slammed into the backboards. You get a concussion if you don't
now
swim
hard
enough.
That's a household injury. That ties all together. Preferably a body of water, and then we'll broadcast from there.
That's fine. I would say even, you know what, if it's the Brainerd Lakes area, just give us the keys to the place for the whole weekend. We'll do the show on a Friday and hang till Sunday. We'll lock up.
We're going to stay with the people all weekend?
Well, no, they're not invited.
Should we just go to their house?
They can come for the show.
Okay.
And then at 3 p.m., we send them on their way.
And then we stay at their place.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, well, depending who it is.
Leave the boat, too, if you would.
Yeah, that would be great. More text here. I charge my doctor by the minute for every minute they're late for my appointment. My time is valuable, too. Yeah, that's good.
You arrived 14 minutes late, but I'm guessing you still had to wait 25 minutes for the doctor to come in. It really wasn't that long. I'd say it was 10 minutes. Okay, get out of here.
Heard that before.
Get out of here. Never have heard that before. As a medical doctor, we're reviewing your medical records, anything else relevant before going to the room. So we're in your case, even if we aren't in the room. Dave, what do you think about that, Dave? That's from a doctor right there.
Well, maybe you
going
do-
over the notes, trying to be more prepared about what's going on, and you're just assuming they're back there playing Minecraft.
No, I'm sure they're going over the notes, but if I have my appointment to see the doctor at 10 a.m., be there at 10 a.m. You know, this show starts at noon. I don't start my prep at noon.
Yeah, that's another side issue. We'll be like, you'll only work 3 hours a day. Yeah, that's exactly. That's when we start. Okay. Most offices remove the magazines during COVID and haven't brought them back. Then you only have the elevator music to listen to while you wait an extra hour for your appointment. I don't miss the magazines from, you know, Farrah Fawcett is a star on Charlie's Angels. I'm okay without that TV guy.
It's the only time you got to read people.
Chad, have you tried the crispy beef at Nong's in Golden Valley? Yes, I have. Mm. Nong's. Make it worth. Of course, it's in Golden Valley. It's
Restaurant Central.
Chad, here in AZ, I tripped outside of my front door, landed on a barrel cactus. Still picking out the needles of my front foot.
Oh my foot.
Oh, my God. I don't know why I said front foot, like the person has a back foot, you know? I hate it when you're coughing, choking on something, and others will stare at you. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the same golf thing, and I've had this because my play has been so disastrous. Ever since my toes went back to normal, I can't play. It's over. And you're a golfer, and you're looking. You're like in the rough, or you wander around near the marsh or the lake or the fescue. And another player goes, you got your ball yet? Yeah, I thought I had my ball right here, but I thought I'd walk around in the fescue just an extra 10 minutes.
See, I look at that as a, if I'm the player and we're competing, hey, just so you know, I'm watching you.
Well, the idea, when they change the rule to 3 minutes, or else it's a lost ball, like one guy playing Edinburgh today is really following that policy. It's just nonsense. Chad, us Albertville folks are aware of the Brainerd cabin traffic. And once our Costco's built later this year, I may never go to Maple Grove again. Yeah. Good luck to you. I have two artificial hips due to rheumatoid arthritis. I was bending over last week to pull a weed out of the front yard. And when I straightened up, it felt a terrible pop. My skeleton just sort of crumbled. It fell in the mulch. Turns out my artificial hip popped out. Oh, my God. I respect the fact that Dave put so much time into it and the other producers just play the same music over and over and over again.
Thank you.
Well, very good for you and a cheap shot at the other producers, which you also enjoy.
Yeah, they deserve that.
How about a little Buster Poindexter? Hot, hot, hot. Is that on the list today? Oh, God. Oh, God.
You'll hear more of it.
We need more household injuries. We may have to go back to this because we went so many different ways. Psh, 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 psh. Here he is, the host of the takeout, not quite yet, but in minutes, Major Garrett. What do you want me to talk about here?
I'd love you to talk about your water and perhaps other things that you could get a little help with in your utility room.
Let's just go to the utility room right now.
Sure.
Because a lot of people just think of Aquarius Home Services, AquariusHomeServices.com, and they don't think of, okay, AC, furnace, and a lot of other things that we need working in that utility room. State Fair Special. Yes, for us, our debut at the fair is 2 weeks from today because there's a Twins game on opening day, and if it's raining, we're doing the broadcast from here. For the State Fair Special with Aquarius, 36 months, 0% financing based on credit approval if you buy a new AC and furnace, and it's a top-notch one. Guaranteed. Earning the right to be recommended since 1987. But don't forget the water. Don't forget that water softener for the dishes, for, you know, your laundry, for the shower. Don't forget that great Connecticut drinking water system. all for you. Local company. I've believed in them for over 30 years. They're reliable. They're good people. AquariusHomeServices.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Here is Dave Harrigan's ratio of preparation for this show. The bumper music theme, 10%. Taking major comments out of context, using them for clips for his open, the other 80% of the time.
Like you're short 10% there.
90?
Yeah, you're short of them 10%. Okay,
yes.
You were just trying to see if I and the audience was paying attention. Mm-hmm. Well, at least I was. And that's also, let's be honest, the amphetamine version of major. I mean, everything that was clipped there sounds very amphetamized.
We'll use that one, too.
Yes, we will. We'll have you saying
no,
yes.
I just come on the show to give Harrigan more things to clip.
Exactly. I mean, do we listen to you? Nah, we just look for sound bites.
No, only for clipping purposes.
Exactly. But I was listening to you when you went deep down the rabbit hole the other day explaining gerrymandering. And mm-hmm. You went deep on this. You are a fan of history. Some would say a history nerd. Mm-hmm. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Can you give a shortened version of that right now? This was on the takeout. You should consume the takeout either live. You should sign up for the podcast, as I do, or mm-hmm. listen to it right here on WCC Radio 10, Monday through Friday.
Every night. Exactly.
Yep.
Here's a very shortened version. How do we come up with the term gerrymander? Well, it was from a guy who was governor of Massachusetts named Elbridge Gerry. And he drew a district as governor shaped like a salamander. And a wit in the local press called it a gerrymander. Elbridge Gerry, salamander, take off the sala, put Gerry and mander together, there you go. We've lived with it, that concept and that name, since 1812. Okay. That's the short essay of gerrymandering,
yeah, right.
Brief history. But what was always missing from that story is the motive. Why did he draw the district lines to favor his preferred political party? Because he was angered by what happened to him in these, and you can look this up in the Google vault, ladies and gentlemen, the XYZ affair, very quickly. President Adams was trying to avert war with France. We had just signed a treaty with Britain. France was suspicious. And he sent three emissaries to France to negotiate. One of them was Elbridge Gerry. Charles-Maurice Talleyrand, the French foreign minister, would not meet with the American emissaries unless they paid him a bribe. This was common in Europe because the French army scared lots of other people in Europe, and they would pay Talleyrand a bribe just to sit down with him. The Americans said, we don't pay bribes to communicate what our government wants and to negotiate with another sovereign country. We don't do it. Well, all that got exposed in the digestion in America of how that all went down. Elbridge Gerry was blamed by Federalists for having pro-French sympathies. At the time, Elbridge Gerry was a nonpartisan. He wanted not to be involved in factional American politics, either with Jefferson, with the Democratic Republicans, or with Adams and the Federalists. He didn't want to be involved in that at all. And he prided himself on his nonpartisanship. But the Federalists kicked the crap out of him publicly. And it hardened him. It made him an embittered political figure who was doing what he thought was right for the country, what was right for the Republic, did what he's supposed to do, followed all the right rules, and he still got pummeled in the press. And it made him an angry, angry, embittered partisan. So when he became governor, to burn the Federalists in Massachusetts, he wrote up a district that clearly favored Democratic Republicans in Massachusetts in order to exact his revenge. That's the motive. Mm-hmm. That's how we got the gerrymander in the first place.
Very well done.
For reasons that really defy logic, considering it is also a television show, I went down that rabbit hole.
No, it was very, very well done, and thank you for the summation here. So why don't we start there, because on the Takeout this week, you have interviewed Republicans and Democrats from the Texas mess with the Democrats fleeing to try to stop the president's orders. This is happening because of Donald Trump has told Greg Abbott, let's have another census. Let's try to get at least five more seats. Let's build more either cushion, because a lot of times in those off-year presidential elections, there's a slippage from the party in charge. Or let's even just run the table. Let's get a majority of 20-30. And when Greg Abbott called this special session, the Democrats fleed, some to Chicago, some to New York. And this has been a big story, including John Cornyn, the senior senator, who, oh, by the way, let me add this, is also up for election next year and is trying to remind people, I'm as MAG as anybody, working with the FBI to try to locate where the Democrats are, which begs a couple questions, including what federal law did they break? I mean, are we really using the FBI?
There is no federal law implicated. That's simple.
Zero. Yeah. There's not one.
No.
So
unless the president says, I think there is one, so go see if I'm right.
Which is very likely, as you know. And I guess I would say this. I just assume Greg Abbott, the governor, who has political aspirations himself, will just call special election after special election after special election. And eventually they're going to have to come home and do their job.
Right. Special session is what he will call.
Session, yes, election, exactly. I was still reviewing the gerrymandering, and the English language left me briefly, but you're right, a special. We have so many of them here. How I got that wrong? We don't even have regular sessions anymore. We just go right to the special session here in Minnesota.
Right, right. Yeah. So there's lots of things going on. You summarized it beautifully, as always. But the one thing about John Cornyn and the reason he's going full MAGA on all this in ways that he historically hasn't is because he has a primary challenger who is ultima MAGA, Ken Paxton, the attorney general. And they are competing with each other for that primary vote in Texas, which is more aligned with MAGA than anything else. So they're trying to outcompete each other in their hostility to state Democrats. Mm-hmm. Texas Constitution sets a high bar for a quorum, two-thirds. Most states don't. And the federal Constitution doesn't set that for Congress. But so Texas's constitution, in its seventh version, ratified in 1867, sets this two-thirds bar, which means it created this possibility in the first place. And the first time there was a non-quorum crisis in the Texas legislature was 1870. They've been through it in the mid to late 70s and then many times in the 2000s. It's not new in Texas in that sense because it has this odd requirement. Two-thirds of the legislature needs to be present for even any business to go on. So it's not difficult for a party that's in the minority in Texas to frustrate the business dealings of the legislature. Texas Democrats know that, and they have fled. They fled in the past. 2021, they did that over a voting rights bill. So this is not uncommon in Texas, but what's making it more hostile is the hostility injected in our politics by Trump and the MAGA movement and by what they perceived as politics against them during the Biden administration. And so what used to be and what historically would have been a Texas-only story is now a Florida story. It's an Ohio story.
Yep.
It's an Illinois story. It's a California story.
Yep.
New York, possibly New Jersey. And the overarching point here, ladies and gentlemen, is this. If we get to a stage where states are so alienated from one another, so disregarding of the political decisions in other states, that they will act in reflexive opposition to what another state does within its boundaries, we will very rapidly lose this concept of union, and we will lose the concept of United States of America.
Correct. That's it.
That's the larger danger here, folks. Yeah. This is not just another partisan scrape like every other partisan scrape. It has echoes and will have echoes if left unrestrained. And we have right now a hell for leather mentality in our politics that all ends justify the means. There's a danger we're playing with there.
Let's put Mr. Garrett on hold, and we're going to come back and probably talk exclusively in the next segment on Bibi Netanyahu and this dramatic change regarding Gaza City. And what does one man think of this change? Donald John Trump, the president of the United States. Back with Major Moments, talking right now about Stretch Lab. And every single one of us, every day, should move our body. That is a given. In fact, I'm going to get my booty out of this chair I'm sitting in and stand up because I shouldn't be sitting as much as I do in this studio. We have the flexibility. Why is Stretch Lab a part of you moving and staying physically active? Because they have double-figure locations in the metro area. They have trained professionals. You don't just walk in and say, I want a job at Stretch Lab, and right away you're hired. You go through rigorous training, and they'll work with everybody. If I walk in, Major walks in, Dave walks in, we walk in, the three of us, we all have different parts of our body that are working well and other parts that are tighter. They will give us very different, either a 25-minute session or a 50-minute session. Maybe you're a golfer, want to hit a little bit further. Maybe you're a runner, you want to run a little faster. Maybe you sit on your couch too much and you just want to feel better. Again, really good people. I bring my son with significant health issues there. I go there. I see people who are 10. I see people who are 85. Great people. Check it out. Either session, stretchlab.com. The international conversation regarding Israel and Hamas the last few weeks at a higher level, at a more thorough level, because it always had been going for a while. To suggest it just popped up is ill-informed. But the continued starvation of individuals living in Gaza. We're not talking Hamas. We're talking everyday citizens, in particular children. And what would be happening? And what role would the Trump administration play? And how could there be some sort of, whether it's a ceasefire or when Steve Witkoff and Mike Huckabee went into Gaza last week, seemingly for a photo op, how could this slow down in some way so more food would go to the innocents living in Gaza? Again, not to Hamas. Bibi Netanyahu just put that off to the side when he and his security cabinet have now approved their intent to take over all of Gaza City. all of Gaza City and to run it for a period of time. There are so many leaders throughout the globe who have condemned this. The Prime Minister of England, the Chancellor of Germany, Saudi Arabia, and others. Donald Trump has been a fan of Bibi Netanyahu for decades. He has empowered him during his two terms. What does the President of the United States think of this decision?
We don't know yet. He said earlier this week that whatever goes on there is pretty much going to be up to the Israelis. That's not a complete blank check, but it's pretty close. President Trump has acknowledged what his ambassador in Israel, Mike Huckabee, refuses to recognize, yes, which is that starvation is going on. And
pretty insulting by Mike Huckabee, to be honest.
And also, in the context of this region, the Palestinians, whatever they think of what they may or may not be able to negotiate with President Trump, they know that in no way, shape, or form is Mike Huckabee a broker of any legitimacy, because he doesn't refer to Gaza or the West Bank,
yeah,
ever.
Right, correct.
He refers to them as Samaria and Judea. Okay, the biblical terminology of the map long lost to time in that region, which is a direct insult to anyone attached to or living in what Palestinians hope will someday become a Palestinian state. But our jurisdictional places recognized, the West Bank and Gaza Strip, are recognized. And Huckabee doesn't. So, and when Huckabee and Steve Witkoff went on this highly sanitized, very controlled, pure photo op trip last Friday, they were there to see only what they were being told by the Israeli-backed humanitarian foundation operating there, four sites, not nearly enough Palestinians, meaning civilians, not Hamas. Hamas doesn't need to go get to food because, of, according to the Israelis, they steal it all. They don't, but they probably steal some. Mm-hmm. But they don't need the food. The civilians do, and they have been shot and killed in rushes to get food because they're not nearly enough distribution points. This is an embedded problem of the Israelis' creation. Now, look, I get when Netanyahu says, we were in Gaza once before, we withdrew. Before the October 7th attacks, there was a common understated understanding between the Israeli government and Hamas to sort of leave things as it was. The October 7th attack violated all that and fundamentally altered the mentality in Israel. And it wants vengeance. And it has extracted enormous vengeance in Gaza, enormous vengeance, with many, many civilian casualties. But the Israeli military is ambivalent about trying to do this occupation. Israeli citizens are ambivalent about it. The only ones who aren't are the hard right members of the coalition that Netanyahu shakily stands upon.
And if they vote against Netanyahu,
yep, his government collapses.
Yep, he's gone.
And it is their desire, it is their imperative to occupy Gaza that is driving this policy, not the other way around. It's not the Israeli citizens. It's not the Israeli military. It's not the Mossad. It's not all the others who spent years and years and years in Gaza trying to get rid of Hamas unsuccessfully who are driving this. It is two or three members of the Israeli coalition government that are requiring this, because absent their support for Netanyahu, his government collapses. His political destiny is therefore in limbo. And he might face prosecution for longstanding corruption charges.
I got to jump in on that one. Yep.
All of this calculus has been running through the military decisions in Gaza since the beginning of this war, and a growing number of Israelis are beginning to conclude that this is not about the strategic interest of Israel as much as it is about the political preservation of the Israeli prime minister.
Yep. 100% correct. I agree. Have an excellent weekend. We'll talk next week.
Love it. See you.
Major, the takeout. It's a must. I'm consuming it on a daily basis. It is great, and it's worth your time. 10 o'clock every day on this station, or get the podcast sent right to you. CBS, Ari, some traffic, some weather, and Shaletta and Matt Collar next hour on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.